Good afternoon, I'm Tom Lounges, and as mentioned, coming up a little later this afternoon, I'll have Wanda Jackson, the first lady of rockabilly and country music. She's been known as the female Elvis since the 1950s, and she's got a brand new memoir out called Every Night is Saturday Night, A Country Girl's Journey to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'll feature some of Wanda's music, and we'll talk to her about the book and her fabulous career. But before we get to Wanda, I've got a contemporary country artist who's riding high right now on the country charts. He's got a brand new album called Kinda Don't Care, and he's bringing his Hell on the Highway tour to Star Plaza Theater on November 11th with special guest Daryl Scott. I'm talking about Justin Moore. We're going to talk to Justin about his career, and I'll be featuring a lot of his music, from a few classic tracks to some current number ones. In fact, why don't we get started with that right now? From the album Kinda Don't Care, this is Somebody Else Will. Justin joins us on the other side.
Been sitting here tipping back Crown Street, working up the nerve and the words to say, to turn those eyes and that smile my way, no time to waste. 'Cause you showed up and all eyes on you, shining like a diamond in a neon room. Every guy here wants to make a move, I better make a move. 'Cause somebody else will if I don't walk up and ask you your name right now. Offer to buy you a drink, sit down, the day you look could kill. Somebody else will if I don't take a chance on your lips and lean in. Slowly stealing your kiss like this, making your world stand still. Somebody else will. Somebody else will. Maybe you're a little bit west coast, maybe you're a little bit down home. Either way, girl, I just gotta know. I just gotta know, 'cause somebody else will if I don't walk up and ask you your name right now. Offer to buy you a drink, sit down, a day you looks could kill. Somebody else will if I don't take a chance on your lips and lean in. Slowly stealing your kiss like this, making your world stand still. Somebody else is gonna hold you. Somebody gonna get to know. Will if I don't take a chance on your lips and lean in. Slowly stealing your kiss like this, making your world stand still. Somebody else will, baby.
And welcome to this week's edition of Midwest Beat. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. That tune we just heard, Somebody Else Will, is the latest in what is becoming a long list of number one singles for Justin Moore, who brings his live Hell on a Highway tour for a stop at Star Plaza Theater here in Merrillville, Indiana, on November 11th with special guest Dylan Scott. Keep up with all things Justin at justinmooremusic.com. Justin joins us now to talk about the tour, his music, and having a career in the fast lane. Welcome, Justin.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. How you doing today?
Doing great. And I got to say, so are you. Your latest album, Kinda Don't Care, has definitely hit a career hat trick in that it's the third consecutive album to debut at the top spot in the country charts. And congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's unbelievable. To be quite honest with you, man, it's this year celebrated a decade of doing this. It's hard to believe, and we're certainly beyond thankful to country radio and all the fans for the support. And I don't know what to attribute our longevity to, but we're very, very thankful for it.
Well, on top of having the number one albums, you've got six number one singles, a new single with the title track that just came out, and tours that are filling auditoriums night after night. So I imagine it's been a whirlwind for you. And sometimes when you're in the eye of the hurricane, so to speak, you don't even notice everything that's going on around you. Have you had time to grasp all the huge success that's come your way?
You know, at times, and I don't mean to be contradictory, but we just had our seventh number one.
Oh, okay.
Somebody else will. So they're so hard to get, man. I can't leave one out, you know. I think at times you sit back and after you do that, while you're going through the day-to-day process, it's just that. It's day-to-day. And you're just focused on the next day and the task at hand, whether it be a show or something you're doing on TV or this or that. But when you get home and somebody spits something at you, like, hey, seven number ones or this or that or whatever it is, and you go, oh my gosh, really? How in the world did this happen? You know, and so mm-hmm. I'm standing in my office right now at my house in Poland, Arkansas, which is a town of 300 people. That's where I grew up. And I lived in Nashville for a decade and moved back home when my wife and I had our first daughter. And so I'm standing in my office right now in the house that my wife and I just built. And I'm looking across a pasture at the house I grew up in where my mom and dad still live. And I'm going, it blows me away that I grew up right here mm-hmm. and I've been able to accomplish the things that I have in my career. And the only thing I can, attribute to that is that somebody told me a long time ago, if you walk in a room and you're the smartest person, you need to turn around and leave. And I say that to say this, I've had the great pleasure and luck to be able to surround myself with really not only wise people, but people that care as much or more about me and my career over the past 10, 15 years as I do myself. I'm beyond thankful and humbled by the things that have been going on. But it's times like this, to circle back to your original question, where I'm standing here in my office looking at my mom and dad's house I grew up in. I go, I can't believe all of this stuff has happened to me in my career, but obviously we're beyond thankful and know how blessed we are for sure.
Well, it certainly seems you can see that on your website. You have a lot of videos there, and there's a few clips where you're standing or you're kind of crouching on the stage just looking at the audience, and you can almost see you're having some kind of epiphany, a pinch me moment, if you will, like, how did I get here?
Yeah, and I'm a really emotional guy. I mean, I'm not one of those guys who thinks it's not manly to cry. Every now and then I cry at shows just because I'm like, I can't believe this is happening to me. You know, I think of myself as a country music fan, not a country music artist mm-hmm. still, you know, and I was talking to somebody yesterday who came up and asked me for my autograph and the picture. And they said, man, I'm sure this has got to get old. And I'm like, it really doesn't get old. It still amazes me that anybody wants me to sign something or wants a picture of me, because when I look in the mirror, I see me. I don't see Justin Moore, the country singer. I see me, you know, the same me that I've seen for 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of funny, but again, I can't stress enough how thankful that myself and my family are for the opportunities we've been provided over, like I said, the last 10, 12 years.
My guest today on Midwest Beat is Justin Moore. He's coming to Star Plaza Theater with his Hell on a Highway tour, and the new album is Kinda Don't Care. Let's get to a single off that album that went to number one, You Look Like I Need a Drink.
since you were standing right here, and I was nervous for a whole nother reason. Now it's a little bit hard being this caught off guard, watching you trying to not hurt my feelings. You look like I need a drink right now. You look like you're gonna try to let me down. Nice and easy, think I know why you won't sit down. You're just dancing around what you came here to do, but you're scared to. And all I can think, the way you're looking at me, you look like I need a drink. You look like I need a drink. I don't know how this ends or where this goes, but the only thing I know is you look like I need a drink right now. You look like you're gonna try to let me down. Nice and easy, think I know why you won't sit down. You're just dancing around what you came here to do, but you're scared to. And all I can think, the way you're looking at me, you look like I need a drink. You look like I need a drink.
You look like I need a drink. Well, I've had days like that. I'm Tom Lounges. This is Midwest Beat, and my guest is Justin Moore, the man behind that song, one of seven number one singles that he's taken up the charts in recent years. Justin's coming to Star Plaza Theater on November 11th. His Hell on a Highway tour also features Dylan Scott. Justin, I don't know if you realize or not, but you're one of the last concerts at the historic Star Plaza Theater. They're going to be tearing it down in early 2018, and you and the Oak Ridge Boys are the last two country artists to be playing there.
No, I didn't realize that, and in the same breath, I've heard so many great things about the venue, so that's unfortunate. I've had buddies that have played there over the years, and I was talking with one of them recently, and talking about the fact that our tour was going through there, and they said, man, you're gonna love that place, and not a bad seat in the house. On this particular tour, you know, we may be one night playing at a place that holds 23,000, and we may be playing the next night in a place that holds 3,000. But I've heard so many really good things about that place and some of those old theaters, and we've had the pleasure of playing a lot of them over the years, are some of our favorite places to play. So yeah. I hate to hear that.
Well, you know, the Oak Ridge Boys have played there every year since it's been open, and they're going to be the final band to play there.
Wow.
It just seems fitting. And I saw a clip on your website of you singing Elvira with the boys. And,
yeah.
They're old friends, and it was really cool to see that happening.
We played a festival together back in the summer, and I'm a huge, huge fan. And I'm an old-school country guy. You know, I respect anybody and everybody doing what they want to do. And don't have an issue with any of it, but my personal taste in music, in particular country music, is the more traditional stuff. And I grew up on bands and artists like the Oak Ridge Boys, and we played a show together, and I just literally wanted to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't met them for whatever reason over the years, and they said, man, come up on the bus, we'd love to meet you, this and that. And so one of the very first songs I remember ever not only singing but hearing in my life was Elvira. My grandparents in their kitchen used to have this huge some type of something that made music come out of it. It was enormous. It was like the size of a pickup truck, you know, in my mind back in the day. And they always had a record there. It was a record player, and they had Elvira. And they played it over and over and over because I loved it. And
wow.
So I'm up on the bus talking to them, and I go, man, I know this is weird, and if y'all don't want to do it, that's fine. But I said, if I send this to my grandma and my dad, they would think that I finally have made it. And so they said, yeah, man, that'd be great. So, yeah, we did a little bit of Elvira. And my dad was I think that's the first point in my career. My dad goes, "Well, you made it, son. All that money we spent for you to move to Nashville 15, 16 years ago, it's finally paid off." So.
Well, it's certainly been paying off for some time now, all the number ones you've amassed. And let's take it back for the listeners to 2013, another great album of yours that went gold. Off the Beaten Path, this is a tune called Letting the Night Roll. And we're going to continue to roll on with Justin Moore after this. Stay with me.
That water tower's got the sun going down behind it. If there's a good time in this town, girl, we're gonna find it. You look so damn good climbing up in my Chevy. Tried to play it cool, but I knew already by the way you looked in the dashboard lights. It was gonna be one of those nights. Got the Kenwoods banging out of rock and roll. Whisper to me, baby, where you wanna go. I can ride you around town and drive you down some old back road. I love the way you lean that seat back. Still my ball cap, pull it down over your blue eyes. Watching your hair fly out the window, just letting the night roll. And I can't wait to see where it goes. We can run the red snail Main Street, dodging the blue lights, or disappear off into the corn out past the county line. Baby, keep on swaying to the backbeat. Long as you're right here beside me. You make the call, baby, I don't care. We can take this anywhere. Got the Kenwoods banging at a rock and roll. Whisper to me, baby, where you wanna go. I can ride you around town or drive you down some old back road. I love the way you lean that seat back. Steal my ball cap, pull it down over your blue eyes. Watching your hair fly out the window, just letting the night roll. And I can't wait to see where it goes.
Tom Lounges, and you found me here on the dial at 89.1 FM. This is Midwest Beats, a program all about music and the people who make it. And today, my guest is Justin Moore. He's been making music for over 10 years now. Many number one singles, 7 in fact, 3 number one albums, and that album is one of them. It's an album called Off the Beaten Path from 2013, and that song went to number one, called Letting the Night Roll. And I'm going to keep this conversation rolling on. Justin,
what was it that drew you to music? Again, you mentioned you're from a town of 300 people. I can't imagine it was a big arts program in your school there. What was it that gravitated you towards music?
You know, I think it was my love of sports, actually. I played baseball and basketball growing up. My town is so small that And our school was so small that at the time we didn't even have a football program. Now we do, but I played baseball and basketball, and in spite of my stature, which anybody out there listening knows I'm not the biggest guy in the world, I was a pretty good athlete, and I wanted to play college baseball. Mm-hmm. And had opportunities to do that at a very small level. And I looked in the mirror one day and I go, you're 5'6 and 135 pounds. You're not going to make money doing this. And to fast forward to music, my uncle has always been and still is in a Southern rock band. And I knew I could sing. I always knew that I could sing and I knew I loved music, but I had never, ever envisioned a career in music, let alone, you know, what it's turned into. And my dad one day goes, what do you think about playing music for a living? I said, well, I didn't even know you could do that. And you know, again, I grew up in a town of 300 people. So when you tell people you want to be a country music singer for your job, they look at you like you got three heads. You know, it doesn't happen to people
right
here. Or, you know, that was at least the feeling. And so I played music with my uncle at VFW clubs and moose lodges and that kind of stuff before I was old enough to get in them. And I thought, man, this is pretty fun. And to circle back to the sports thing, it was the only thing I could do that gave me the same sensation or feeling of, you know, hitting a game-winning bucket or hitting a double down third baseline, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it was – I've never done a drug, never been into that kind of stuff, but it was the closest thing to a drug that I had ever, been a part of. And, you know, I played a show and I thought, man, I got to do that again tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Play another show. I go, I got to do that, man. That's fun. And so, you know, when I was 18, graduated high school, I decided not to go to college, or I went to college for 2 weeks and decided not to go any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And moved to Nashville, and the rest, as they say, is kind of history. I just been very fortunate to be able to surround myself with a lot of people who know a lot more than me and that were you know, really great to me, and I'm very blessed in that regard.
Chase that neon rainbow, and it paid off for you.
That's it. That's it, man. That song is so, so true.
Let's play the newest single. This is Kinda Don't Care. It's the title track of Justin's latest album. Again, keep up with him at www.justinmooremusic.com. We'll talk with him on the other side.
I've been watching my way. I've been trying to do right. Been trying to get a little more sleep at night. I've been working like a dog. I've been going to church. Yeah, I've been being so damn good it hurts. I kinda wanna light up a couple smokes. Kinda want some crown mixed in my coat. Kinda wanna hole up in some corner booth somewhere. About nothing at all. I don't wanna sit around here all night wishing you'd call. I kinda wanna drown your memory. Kinda wanna raise my finger to all them used to be's. I kinda wanna light up a couple smokes. Kinda want some crown mixed in my coat. Kinda like me on the strings, knowing
the latest single and the title track of his latest album, Justin Moore and Kinda Don't Care. And Justin is our guest today here on Midwest Beat. And Justin, what's interesting is you were a very young artist, one of the first, if not the first, signed to a brand new label, Big Machine Records. So it seemed it was a learning curve for both the company and for you. Did it surprise you, given the fact that you really hadn't had a lot of experience at that point, that the album did so well for you?
It was. And just to touch on the record label part of that, I've made a lot of dumb decisions over my 33 years, but the best decision I made was to be patient with an upstart label and somebody in Scott Borchetta, who's the head of our record label, and go with them. You know, I had opportunities to go here or there, and I thought, man, you really only get one first shot at this thing, and there's something about Scott. Beyond just his track record, which was amazing. I said, I want to take it with him. And so that was the first key. And so I knew that I was going to have, the best opportunity, to have success, with him that I could have. And, but when the first album came out, our first single, from that album, fans remember, but, a lot of people don't remember. It was a song called Back That Thing Up. And it was a little racy, I guess, for the time. Nowadays, it would be in the middle of the road. But for the time, it was a little racy. And I think it went to 38 or something like that. And, mm-hmm. and you know as well as I do, nowadays, it's one of those deals where you have a miss right off the bat, maybe another one to follow that up, and they just drop you, you know?
Yeah, you're done.
That's the end of it. And so when we put out the second single, I'm thinking, dang, man, if this don't fly, I may be packing up and going back home, because this is not good. And then the label wanted to put out a song called Small Town USA, and I wrote the song about how I grew up, where I grew up, and being homesick and missing mama's cooking and all that good stuff. And I liked the song, and I related to the song, but I didn't think that the masses would. So to speak, and thankfully I was dead wrong.
A lot of people called it prison when I was growing up, but these are my roots and this is what I love. 'Cause everybody knows me and I know them, and I believe that's the way we were supposed to live. I wouldn't trade one single day here in small town USA. Give me a Saturday night, my baby by my side, a little Hank Jr. and a six pack of light, an old dirt road, and I'll be just fine. Around here we break our backs just to earn a buck. We never get ahead, but we have enough. I watch people leave and then come right back. I never wanted any part of that, and I'm proud to say I love this place, good old small town USA. Give me a Saturday night, my baby by my side, David Allen Coe and a six pack of light, an old dirt road, and I'll be just fine. Give me a Sunday morning that's full of grace, a simple life, and I'll be okay here in small town USA. I wouldn't trade one single day
baby by my side, sweet home Alabama, and a six-pack of light. An old dirt road, and I'll be just fine. Give me a Sunday morning that's full of grace, a simple life, and I'll be okay. Yeah, I'll be okay here in small town USA.
Going back to his first album, simply titled Justin Moore, that's Small Town USA, the song that opened up the doors and kick-started his career. Justin Moore coming to Star Plaza Theater November 11th. He's my guest today here on Midwest Beat. Justin, that song really did it for you.
Yeah, it obviously jump-started our career, and then the album came out and debuted at, I don't know if it was 2 or 3 or something like that, but it did really well, It was somewhat surprising. I think you're always optimistic, but in my case, I'm a realist, and so I was always cautiously optimistic. And the fact that it came out and did as well as it did, and then we followed it up with 2 or 3 more hit records off of that album, was really, really cool. And then I always say this. Other than people that I've been fortunate to be around and involved in my career, I've been fortunate with songs. You know, the biggest thing is after I had that hit record, I thought, man, I just don't want to be a one-hit wonder now.
Right.
And we had another hit or two off that album, and then we were looking for songs for the next album. And the second album, Jinx, is a real thing, you know. And we found If Heaven Wasn't So Far Away. When I heard that, I thought, man, this might buy me another year or two. So it's just, I've been very blessed to either have God send down some lyrics and me write the songs or find the songs. And any aspiring artist that asks me for advice, I tell them, surround yourself with great people, be humble, and you have to have great songs, because you're competing against the best in the world. The McGraws and Aldeans and Luke and, the best of the best of the best. And I've been fortunate to have some really good songs.
What's unique about you that I really enjoy, and it's coming out in our conversation, is your strong roots and family. You talk about your grandparents and your parents, and it's interesting that you started your musical climb at just about the same time you started your family, marrying Kate, having kids. It had to be hard to juggle being a young artist on the rise and being a new husband and father. How'd you do it?
Yeah, definitely. I'll take it one step further. I actually signed my record deal at my wedding reception. that was a fluke. But I think it's probably fitting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was offered a record deal years before this, probably 2 or 3 years before this, by again Scott Borchetta, and I'm actually signed to the Valerie Music Company, which is the second label that was open under the Big Machine Music Group umbrella.
Okay.
And so I was offered a record deal before Big Machine was even a thing. So at the time, Big Machine was Jack Ingram, Danielle Peck, and the 16-year-old little girl Taylor Swift. And I had an offer of a record deal, but Scott kept going, hey man, I'm gonna start this new label and I want you to kind of be on the forefront of that. And I kept waiting around and man, it's never gonna happen. And so long story short, it ended up when all the legality aspect of signing a record deal came to be, it happened to be at my wedding reception. And so my manager brings it up to me at my wedding reception. He goes, look, we're not going to tell Kate, my wife, we're not going to tell her about this. He goes, but sign this before you go on your honeymoon. And so my wedding anniversary and my signing of my record deal anniversary is the is the exact same day. So I think I told my wife about 2 years after the fact.
Wow. That's a great story.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Well, if you just tuned in, my guest today on Midwest Beat is Justin Moore. He's coming to Star Plaza Theater with his Hell on a Highway tour. And the new album is Kinda Don't Care. Let's get to another song off that album now. This is a deeper cut. Got It Good.
Woke up this morning, got hit without warning. Little sunshine bouncing off them big blue eyes. Started with pillow talking, twisted sheets, fingers walking. Hell of a way to start the day, my oh my. Yeah, this good old boy sure got it good. And your smile and your kiss and your eyes and your hips, the way you move. Whoa. I try to tell you every day like a good man should. This good old boy sure got it good. I got it good in the morning, got it good late at night. Got a good thing going, got it good, that's right. Turn down that kitchen light, pop that cork, drink that wine. Right out of that bottle, babe, I'll spin you around. White noise record playing, let's get it on a little Marvin Gaye. In a minute or two, me and you'll be bedroom bound. Yeah, this good old boy sure got it good. And your smile and your kiss and your eyes and your hips, the way you move. Whoa. I try to tell you every day like a good man should. This good old boy sure got it good. I got it good in the morning, got it good late at night. Got a good thing going, got it good, that's right, yeah. Whoa. Got it good late at night. Got a good thing going. Got it good, that's right, yeah. Well, this good old boy sure got it good. And your smile and your kiss and your eyes and your hips, the way you move. Whoa. I try to tell you every day like a good man should. This good old boy sure got it good. I got it good in the morning, got it good late at night. Got a good thing going, got it good, that's right.
You're listening to Midwest Beat. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. That cut is called Got It Good. And indeed, my guest today has got it good. He's had 7 number one singles, 3 number one albums, and he's been touring all across America to sold out shows. He's coming to Star Plaza Theater November 11th. I'm talking about Justin Moore, one of the hottest country singers currently on the charts and on the road. Justin, your Hell on a Highway tour has been on the road for quite some time.
And you're going to be out on the road at least through spring, as it looks. What's the target date? What's the plan for a next album? I've got to think that you're sitting on a stack of songs somewhere.
Well, I'm not yet.
Okay.
I'm sitting on a stack. I wish I was. I've got 2 or 3 that I really like, but the first 3 albums, I wrote probably 90% of those songs, and with this album, the Kind of Don't Care album, we wanted to do something just a little bit different. We wanted to make it a little more diverse, and I just felt like I feel like I can hold my own with songwriters as far as more traditional sound and stuff goes. But when it comes to the stuff we wanted to record, which was a little more progressive, if you will, I don't naturally do that as well as a lot of the guys in town. So we leaned on them for a lot of the songs on this record. But for my next album, I'm wanting to go back to more traditional sounding stuff, and it's actually my goal to make it the most country, traditional sounding country record of my career. And so we don't have a whole lot of songs as of yet, but we do have plans of starting to write at the end of the year. I think we have 6 or 8 shows left for the year, and then I'm going to go woodshed and write some songs and try to So what we try to do with each album is try to write some songs and build a nucleus of 4 or 5 songs, and then build the album around that. So that's going to be that's going to be my goal, November, December, January, when we have 2-3 months off during that time period. And so it's funny because I think most artists would agree with me. When you put so much energy and effort into an album and then you don't even want to talk about another album, you're like, I'll record that 6 or 7 years from now. because it just requires so much energy,
right?
And effort. And I mean, it's a fun process, but it's a trying and tiring process at the same time. But because of what I just explained, and I haven't written a whole lot lately, I'm really, really excited about it and energized about it and looking forward to the process, maybe more so than I would have been otherwise.
Now, you're talking about writing over the holidays. When you go back on the road in February through spring, the tour is going to continue. Will you be road testing any of the new material? Do you like to do that in front of an audience?
Sometimes we do that. If I'm really, really excited about something, I think this probably goes... It's probably more of a question of my writing chops. If I've written something that I think's pretty good, we'll do that. But if not, if I think it's all crap, I don't usually do that. But so hopefully we'll get some stuff we're excited about.
All right. Every performer has favorite songs in their live performance sets that they look forward to singing. Highlights for you, the artist, to get up there and sing to folks. What are some of those songs in your set currently?
Any hit's a lot of fun. Obviously, if it was a big hit record on the radio, that's an easy answer. One of the songs that I think is probably the most fun to play live for us is a song that, chart-wise, wasn't our biggest hit. I think it went to 15 or 16, something like that. Was Beta Hook, but it's probably the biggest song as far as reaction from the audience goes each and every night we play it. So that just tells you that the charts don't always mirror how big a record is, and so that record in particular just went platinum, and it was, again, I think I forget it went to 15, 16, 17, something like that. And so that's a fun one to play. And then another song that did go number one that, for whatever reason, it's just a fun song to play is Letting the Night Roll. For whatever reason, people seem to really, really dig that song. And then beyond that, man, some of the songs that have not even been singles on the radio that were just album cuts that people tell us they want to hear each and every night that are fun. There's a couple examples. The title track to our second album, which was called Outlaws Like Me, and then a song called Grandpa off of my first album that was one of my favorite songs I've ever written, and a song called Run Out of Honky Tonks. We just put back in the set because people kept asking about it, and I thought, man, I guess we ought to play it if people keep asking about it.
Right.
So that's a handful of the ones that are a little bit more fun than the rest of them to play.
Let's go back and play Grandpa off that first album. And when we get back, we'll say goodbye to Justin Moore and wrap things up.
You stood on that bank when I got baptized. Gave me a 30-30 when I turned 9. At 16, you caught me drinking out in the barn. I could hear you cheering when we won state, and you held my hand at Grandma's grave, and I'll always be thankful you never sold the farm. Grandpa, you stood so tall, chewed that red man, wore overalls. You were the same man on Sunday morning as Saturday night. 6 to the top of your hat, but when you talked about the war, thought you were Superman. American born, simple man with a southern drawl. You walk the walk, you talk the talk, Grandpa. Still swear Roosevelt was the best, that a homegrown tomato tastes better than the rest, and 50 years goes too fast
with a woman you love. Well, this life I've chose is getting busy now, but I know where to go when I need to slow down. And when I walk up on your front porch, it's just like I'm still young. Grandpa, you stood so tall, too. That red man wore overalls. You were the same man on Sunday morning as Saturday night. 5'6" to the top of your hat, but when you talked about the war, I thought you were Superman. American born simple man with a southern drawl. You walk the walk, you talk the talk, Grandpa. Yeah, American born, a dirt road man with that slow southern drawl. I keep walking the walk and talking the talk, Grandpa.
Grandpa, off the first Justin Moore album. Justin is coming to town November 11th at Star Plaza Theater, one of the final concerts to be played in that hallowed hall. And what a great artist to bring it there. Lots and lots and lots of number ones, seven, in fact, singles and three number one albums. Let's talk a little bit before we let you go, Justin, about this particular concert on November 11th. What kind of accompaniment do you bring on tour? Is it your studio band? Is it a different road band?
Yeah, it's my road band that's been with me for, we're working on 11 years now. And the entire band's been with me, with the exception we've changed drummers a time or two. But other than that, these guys have been with me from the get-go, and are, you know, just like any kind of sports team or anybody you work with and basically live with on the road. We're like family, and we have a great time together on stage. And you know, it's one of those deals where they know what I'm going to do before I do it, and vice versa. And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have a 6-piece band, including myself, and it's our goal each and every night for everybody to leave feeling like they got their money's worth. If we do that, then we're doing our job.
Okay, Justin, you've got Dylan Scott on this tour. Is he on all dates? And did you handpick him?
He is on all the dates, and we're really excited to have him. We've been fortunate. We've done 3, 4, 5 of these headlining tours in the past, and the guys that we've been able to get have gone on to have really, really great careers, and that has nothing to do with me. It's just we've been lucky to get some guys like Dylan. Think back to the first tour we did on our own, and we had John Party and Dustin Lynch. And obviously they've gone on to have great careers of their own. And I would suspect that Dylan is going to do the same. He's obviously off to a great start. I think his first single went number one. My first single, I think, went to 38. So he's got a jump start on me. He's definitely a guy that we were hoping to be able to lock down, and we're fortunate to grab. And I look forward to getting a little more familiar with his music and getting to know him better. We're excited to have him.
November 11th is Veterans Day, and you'll be here at the Star Plaza Theater. Do you have anything special in mind for that show for the vets?
You know, each night we play, we try to make our love and appreciation for the military men and women known. And so, if we didn't do that every night, we would certainly try to do something special, but we do that every single night. So I had one grandpa who was in the Air Force and another who was in the Navy, and along with my parents, they instilled in me the importance of the sacrifices that our men and women make on a daily basis to keep us, you know, free and safe in the greatest country in the world. And sometimes it don't feel like that, but I can promise you, I've been to other places, and this is still the best place in the world to be a citizen of. I firmly believe that, and that's a lot because of those men and women who serve.
Okay. Justin, is there anything we haven't talked about you'd like to? Are you working with any special charity groups or any projects that you'd like to use this time to let people know about?
I don't think so, man. I think we've pretty much covered it.
All right. Well, let's pick a song off the new album to say goodbye with. What's your choice?
How about Hell on a Highway?
All right. Sounds good. Hell on the Highway is coming to Maryville, Indiana, and it's coming at you right now here on the Lakeshore. Justin, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, man, I really enjoyed it. I appreciate your time.
We'll see you on November 11th at Star Plaza.
All right, buddy. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Probably somewhere between Tennessee and Oklahoma by now. She took off with her heart in the dark out of this rearview town. Brakes ain't an option when it comes to stopping. She whoa. First time saying I'm sorry it worked, but this time it don't. She's got them high heels pressed down hard like she hates that floor. Boy, leaving a red tip still lit lipstick cigarette trail behind tail lights. Gone as it gets with the wings on the wind. The angel made her get away. Now she's out there putting my heart through hell. I know her at all. She's got the radio rocking the boss. She's all about born to run when she's pissed off. And she's pissed off. She probably called up her mama, and her mama said it's about time. She said I ain't worth a damn, and damn if she ain't right. She's got them high pressed down hard like she hates that floor. But leaving a red tip still lit lipstick cigarette trail behind tail lights. Gone as it gets with the wings on the wind. The angel made her get away. Now she's out there putting my heart through hell. She hates that floor. Boy, even a red tip still in lipstick cigarette.